You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF 89.5 and 93.3, your home for NPR News and all things regional. I'm Carrie Burkett in for Scott Lamar. And we're joined next by Kevin Lehman, who is the founder and board president of Lancaster Creative Factory, which uses the visual arts and crafts in a number of different programs to encourage creativity. Kevin is also highly regarded as a potter and an artist. He has a number of solo and group exhibitions throughout the area. His Lancaster studio, Kevin Lehman's Pottery, is a huge place, which has become a multimedia arts center and offers space to a number of other artists as well. Kevin also teaches at Cecil College and lectures, demonstrates at workshops throughout the area. Kevin, thank you for joining us. Welcome to Smart Talk.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So you're involved in so many different kinds of projects, but I wanted to talk specifically about your work at the Lancaster Creative Factory,
sure,
which you founded. You have art classes and summer camps for kids. One of the programs you're involved with is a continuing art program at the Transitional Living Center in Lancaster City. Now, this is a facility that houses veterans and
sure,
displaced people looking for homes. Tell me about that
project. So the Transitional Living Center is a facility that helps people get back on their feet, homeless people, kind of general incarcerated individuals that need a place to kind of transition, single parents, and also homeless veterans. And we started a program there bringing creativity to individuals through artwork. And we feel like creativity is a problem-solving activity. I think it's many other things, but we focus on the problem-solving activity, which helps people take a situation and think a little bit differently about it. You know, just putting a pen on a paper or taking clay and making a vessel, that's the act that gets the mind going, I think, and enables that transition. You know, artists take a blank canvas, make a painting, a lump of clay, and make something out of it. And that's a way to problem solve and kind of transition. And if you can build those skills, the creative skills, I think they can apply to life on a larger scale. And we see change regularly. You know, the stories are pretty lengthy about what just the creative process can do for somebody. Some people are a little more challenging to get started, but once they do, it's pretty exciting to watch and see the faces and the postures all change, you know. Just those little things that I don't think you can quantify, but you know a change is happening. And people are enjoying themselves and perhaps not thinking about all their life issues for those, you know, for that short time, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah. So you do something similar, I guess, with the youth intervention with your program called Art Smart.
The Art Smart was started by Roberta Little, and it was about going into the facility and helping the individuals heal in a way, you know, through the art.
Now, which individuals we're talking about?
This would be detention. So they're detention or shelter youth. Detention, there was some situation that got them into the youth intervention center, or they also have a shelter area, which is neglect or abuse in home or other situations.
And what ages are we talking about?
We're looking at 11 to 18, roughly. Yeah, mostly from my experience, it's the 14, 15, 16 age. And that facility, we've done a lot of different projects in there over the years. Most of the times, it's a wall to get by, you know. They're a little resistant, you know, which is understandable. But I think we go in with an attitude and a way that we're trying to do, and I think the energy carries through. And by the end, they're laughing and smiling, and, you know, they're people too. And I think that's what some people don't recognize.
So what kind of art projects do you do with the kids?
We do individual projects where it might be just drawings, paintings, working with clay, and we also do larger mosaic pieces and mural pieces in there. The most recent large project was a wall that's about, I would say, 60 feet by 10 feet, and the idea was to go in and allow the kids the ability to have participate in the creative process. So that's designing, redesigning, laying out, and painting. So one of the challenges there is the transient population. So they might only be there a day, they might be there, you know, several months. So a large project like that takes time to develop. So that's an interesting thing that happens there, as where somebody has an idea in the initial stage and then they're gone. They're not able to kind of move it through, but then somebody else picks up that idea and is able to bounce the idea back and forth. And with this wall, we originally had the idea that it would never be finished, quotes, you know, because there would be new ideas, new populations, we could kind of keep painting. So it's a unique idea, and just to watch the dialogue and what happens and the great conversations that come about from this is where we're at in the process. How do you take this process further? You know, what would you like to see change? And that creates a lot of interesting dynamics because, one, people don't want to wreck somebody else's work, you know, and they don't want their work to be wrecked. So we try to steer away from the idea of wrecking it, and it's more building on it. So there might have been a head painted as a silhouette. The next person comes and puts eyes and a mouth and a nose on it. They didn't kind of paint over it. They just added to it and enhanced it. And then somebody else might come along and, you know, springboard off of that face and do another face similar to it. And I think that's really how our culture is. It's a springboard of ideas. It's not my idea, your ideas. It's just we're building from the past and all the dialogue we have. And I think visual art can kind of bring about these conversations. And I think that's where it really gets exciting. It's becomes a verbal dialogue about the process and the work that's happening. So we're looking at, you know, individuals that are sort of outside or have done something that got them put in a facility. And it's like, this is a larger project. Yes, it's about putting paint on the wall, but it's also about recognizing your place in a community. You know, where does your talent fit on this wall? How do you want to put your mark on there, you know, and enhance what's already there as opposed to just kind of painting over and putting a little your name on it, you know. And I think that those little things, and I think that's what artwork can do. You know, it's like yes, we're putting paint on a wall, but we're also thinking about these bigger ideas. And I think that gets across.
That whole process, creating it, thinking about it, dialoguing, working with others, how does that affect these young people as they're going through this period of recovery from neglect or dealing with past bad situations? How do they change? Or do you have stories about things that you've heard from following them up?
Sure. One issue we had, wasn't any individual I work with, but it was others that were there. This individual was in the ArtSmart program at whatever age, I'm not even sure, you know, teens. And several years later, he graduated from high school eventually and came back to the high school he graduated from and did some sort of art work with the kids that raised money. And then he donated that back to the ArtSmart program because he said, you know, this art, making art, had a big impact on his life. And I think that's pretty special, you know, to see that change. I don't know how you quantify that and put a number to it, but I think those stories like that are the value of artwork and what it can have.
Yeah, I read your mission statement on your website, your personal statement, your vision statement, and you know, you are about encouraging people to be creative. That seems to be where you make your home.
Sure.
Why is that? What is it that you, rather than just being creative yourself, you want to see that happen for others?
Sure. I think the creative process, you know, creativity is more than a process, but thinking about it, I think it's tools for change, you know. And when I look around at our current situation, you know, I see a lot of individuals doing things they're not really very interested in doing. They're not passionate about it. And I feel like if I'm able to enable people to do things they want to do, I think that's a good service to provide. And I think the creative process enables people's abilities to change, you know, that transition, that problem solving. I think a little bit different when I'm being creative, and hopefully other people do, and they can take that kind of different approach and apply it to their life and say, well, there's some problem here, and my life is not quite the way I want it, and now I have the tools to make those changes. And I think that's, you know, making individual lives better, I think, enhances and makes our communities better, and on a global scale, I think, you know, ideally, it would improve those situations, because I think we need to make some changes.
Well, I guess it's Kevin Lehman of Kevin Lehman's Pottery, and also the president and founder of Lancaster Creative Factory. I want to thank you so much for coming and being a part of Smart Talk today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm Kerry Burkett. My pleasure to be in for Scott Lamar today. Scott will be back tomorrow, along with WITF's Mary Wilson, covering the state capitol, for our weekly edition of Smart Talk Friday. Join us then.